Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for this is the day that He has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to go ahead, amen, and thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. We have a word from the Lord on today like none other. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to give our announcement. I want to make sure that if you did not tune in yesterday to Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, you missed a treat. She was walking the dog on that show on yesterday. Hey, it was a blessing to my soul. The show came on yesterday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, which was Saturday, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She had a word from the Lord. It was an awesome word. You know, all the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and hear it on demand. And if you move on down just a little bit further, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then the next voice you hear, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You got a 30-minute window there. Amen. And you will hear none other than Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I don't want you to miss it. Don't want you to miss it. Don't want you to miss any of the shows. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, if you have not bought Minister Elaine's book, now is the time to get yours. You can go ahead and just pass it out. Make it an early present. Glory to God. I'm sure you know people like early presents, so go ahead and make it an early present. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, amen, it's available on Amazon. And for more information, you can go to her Facebook page. Amen. And you can, if she has a link there on the Facebook page of how you can get yours and how you can download it. It's you can download it from Amazon. So I encourage you to go and get yours. Amen. Get your copy and send your friend a copy. You know, you can give your wife a copy, give your husband a copy. Glory to God. You know, go ahead. Amen. I'm sure, you know, people like good reading, and it's a good read. So go on and get your copy. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you move on just a little bit further, on Tuesday, we have the Impact Team Wow Radio on Tuesday, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And if you miss it, you can also go back and hear it all on demand. It's a word from the Lord like none other. Glory to God. My God. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, I encourage you to go on Facebook, and you can click on Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page, and you can go and inbox her, or you can inbox Pastor Joseph Rouse on his Facebook page and let him know what the need may be. You know, God is moving, so don't miss the move. You know, we ain't got many more weeks in this month left, so you want to make sure that you're aboard the train, riding the right train. Don't get on the wrong train, but ride the right train all the way to the station. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people start riding on the right road, but then guess what? They get off in no man land. Oh, good God Almighty. My God. But now you ride the train all the way into the right station, the righteous station. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, if you have not partnered with us yet, I encourage you to come on and partner with us. We're only asking for $25 or more. And in partnering, you will receive many, many things. You know, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. You know, every time he said it's better to give than to receive. And I know you heard them talk about giving, you know, amen, and receiving, hallelujah. Yes, whatever you give, you are going to receive. So, amen, make sure you're giving the right thing and not the wrong, glory to God, my God. So, yes, go ahead and join the ministry and see what you'll get. You know, a couple of the partners, amen, they gave and they talked about this. And they got a personal phone call from both the apostle and the pastor. Come on. You know, that don't rarely happen. Glory to God. Yeah, sometimes you put your money in places and, you know, you have to go through about 9-10 channels, glory to God, and all of them, amen. The stations are fuzzy on the TV, so amen. Then you give all this and you got to go, amen, I got to go to this person, that person, that person. But, you know, you can get a personal call from the apostle and pastor, amen, and personal prayer, amen, one-on-one. That's what you want right there. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead and give and join and be a partner and see what happens. You know, nothing happens unless we help it to happen. You know, God don't need no help, but guess what? Hallelujah. He said, give and it shall be given. So if you give, then it shall be coming back to you. Amen. It may not come back to you in the form you want it, but it'll come back in the form in which you need it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down the road. And I want to encourage you to give to the ministries. Amen. I know they've been a blessing. I'm not going to say if. I know these ministries have been blessing you. So I want to encourage you to give to the ministries, you know, and watch God do some miraculous things in your life. We serve an awesome God. So, you know, and it's the season everybody's buying up gifts and they're maxing out credit cards and doing a whole lot of stuff, amen. Hey, I'm not saying nothing's wrong with you giving, amen, to someone, amen, but you always give to those that, you know, already got. Give to someone who needs, hallelujah, amen. Now, we're going to go ahead on. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1 and I will bring you in, amen, for prayer. I don't want to know your name, but I would like to know where you're calling from so I'll know which part of the world that I am reaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody press the 1, so let's go on down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for a glorious day, Lord, that you have made, Lord God. And we're rejoicing and being glad that we're in it, oh Father. Father God, we ask you on today, Lord God, just to come in and do a miracle, Lord God, in each and every one person's life that's on this line in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know the need, so I know, Lord, you say you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to heal every pain, everywhere they hurt, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you're a healer. We know you are a miracle-working God. We know, Lord God, that everything that concerns us, Lord God, it concerns you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to release the Holy Ghost power on this land today, Lord God, to clear up anything, Lord God, that's going wrong, to clear up those, Lord God, who don't even know you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they can come and walk with you. They can come and sup with you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to send the Holy Ghost power, Lord, to reign like never before. Those are in need, Lord God, of a blessing, Lord God, whatever it may be, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, to shine, Lord God, like never before. Let the miracle-working power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, heal, deliver, and set free those that are captives, Lord God, in their mind, those that are captive in relationships, and they don't think that they can get out, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible to them that believe in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have given their life to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that are asking you, Lord God, for more, more, more. Oh, my God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to release them wisdom, Lord, and knowledge on how to go and seek, and they shall find. Lord, you said knock, and the door shall be open, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you. We know, Lord God, right now, Lord, that anything, Lord God, that we need is all in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just have to be taught on how to pull it down from heaven in the mighty name of Jesus, just what we need, Lord God. So, Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go on with our message on today. Go ahead. I want you to go ahead and turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Glory to God. You know, we serve an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You know, even though you go through hard times, you still can pull on him. Glory to God. You know, some forget all about, well, you know what, Lord, I'm going to go to the loan company. I'm going to go on and get the loan. Lord, I'm just going to go on and get it. Well, have you prayed and asked God which way does he want you to go? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you asked him? You know, sometimes you just don't ask him and you say, well, I'm just going to go on. Sometimes you got to remember, you can't just go and do stuff haphazardly now. You got to pray and seek him and see if this is the way that he's leading you to go. Hallelujah. And if he don't say nothing, then you don't do nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you get so restless in your spirit. Glory to God. Hold up. Wait a minute. I don't know which way to go. But once you sit, settle yourself in the Holy Ghost power, good God Almighty, he will lead you and he'll guide you in the right direction. You know, that's for all of us. It's just not for some. That's for all of us, those who know him. Amen. And not just, you know, just think you know. And those who really know him and know what he'll do in his word. Not those who just going to church every Sunday and you say, well, oh, they preach a good message. Well, what was the message about? Did it bring some deliverance to your life? Did it heal you in a place that you needed to be healed? Did it shine some light on some stuff that you've been going through and now you know what to do? Glory to God. You know, easy to say, but can you really say that it really, really pierced my heart to make me want to change? Now, Lord, I heard the word. Now, Lord, I received the word. Now, Lord, show me how to change in the word. Good God Almighty, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, that's not my message, but we're going to go on with my message. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7. God is the judge and the jury. Ain't it something, you know, how, you know, okay, well, I said ain't, you know, because we're down here, you know, in the South. But isn't it something how, you know, you can go around and try to judge everybody else, but, you know, forgetting about judging yourself. Hallelujah. You know what? You are the best judge of yourself. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I did that wrong, Lord. Forgive me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Instead of saying, well, you know what? Look over there. Look at her. Look at Sister Wrench. Look at Sister Leah. Look at her. Glory to God. Look at her. Do you think she got any business doing that? That's all she do. Oh, my God. God, you need to do something about her, Lord. Judge yourself first. Hallelujah. You can judge the fruit, amen, from that person's tree. But you can't judge that person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, what if you're always thinking, always, you know, sometimes I hear this song saying, is it 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave everybody else's alone? Glory to God. But here's the thing. If you leave everybody else's alone and you continue in his word and read his word, then you won't have to worry about nobody else's business. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Amen. Chapter 7. God is a judge and a jury. Hallelujah. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measures ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. You know, you can't just walk around judging people all the time. You know, well, you know what, I know. But you know, you say you know. And then what happens? Someone done told you this stuff. So now it's in your mind, in your spirit. Be careful how you let people talk to you. And be careful what you let them come and tell you. Well, you know what? I know, because somebody told me, and that's what they told me. And now you have a judgeful mind about that person. So if they come and try to talk to you and try to tell you something, then you already done opened up judgment on them. So ain't no need them coming trying to talk to you about nothing, because you already done got, you know, already done opened up judgment on them. So be careful about that. Hallelujah. You know, yes, you may not like, you know, things they do. You may not like the things they say. You may not, glory to God. But you can help them by praying for them, you know. That's where so many times I do believe that we are in lack in praying for people. Hallelujah. You know, you got to learn how to pray for somebody other than your foe and your no more. You know, every time the mail run, okay, look, hold it. I'm getting a check. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's good. But if you ain't no giver, then stop trying to call all that in if you're not giving to anything or anybody. Okay? Let's move on. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? You know, it's easy to look at other folks' faults. It's easy, hallelujah. But you can't look at what you do wrong. You know, if we was to look, say, okay, Lord, hold up now. Lord, you know that was wrong, and I need to go and apologize. You know that was wrong. But look over there, huh? That's all she do. She always doing that. You know, and she always at me, and she always this, and she always that, and she always... my God, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Help us, Lord. You know, think about it, Lord, did I do somebody wrong today? Was I wrong, or did I wrong anyone? Did I say some evil stuff against anybody? Lord, I'm judging this cross. I want to make sure that I'm clear and my pathway is clear with you. I want to make sure that nothing hinders my prayers. I want to make sure that when I'm reading your word, then you can give me understanding, because I haven't wronged anybody. I don't want nothing to stop my flow. Glory to God. Oh, good God Almighty. Can we do that? Amen. Glory to God. Because we're in a season, amen, where everybody wants the judge be the judge and the jury. Only God is the judge and the jury. Glory to God. So we can't judge people. You can judge the fruit, yes. And you can dislike the fruit that's coming from the tree, but you can't dislike the person. It's okay to dislike what they said, but you can't. I can't stand that person. No, you just can't stand what that person is saying. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. Or how is it that thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own? Hold up, wait a minute. I'm going to hold up. Yeah, you say it all. I'm going to pray for you, okay? You just sitting up here talking about people, amen, and judging them, and just like it's nonchalant. Glory to God. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray for you, sister. Well, hold up. Think about it. Have you, amen, gossiped about someone? Have you talked about someone's clothes? Have you talked about what they're wearing? Have you talked about, amen, the things that they said? Glory to God. But what about you? Hallelujah. Are you judging them, or are you judging yourself? Glory to God. Think about the things you say and you do. You know, and you know, I'm hearing, amen, when the Holy Ghost is in you, the Holy Ghost is there to lead and guide you. Glory to God. So the Holy Ghost will tell you, shut up. Don't say it. Just don't say it. Holy Ghost is a gentleman. Don't do it. Don't do it. But do you listen to that little earthling in your spirit that tells you, don't do it. Keep going. Keep moving. It ain't even worth it. Do you hear that? Or do you say, hold up. I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. I got to get them. Now, I'm not saying if there's sometimes people just keep at you. Amen. Glory to God. Then sometimes you may have to say something. But, you know, you ain't got to cuss them out. You said, let them know. Hold up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, sister. Wait a minute, brother. Now, you know what? You keep saying the same old, and I don't like it. So I would appreciate it if you would not come to me with that junk anymore. Just don't let them put the trash in your trash can. Glory to God. Let them go put it in the dumpster where it belongs. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote in of thy brother's eye. See, you got to judge yourself first and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. Make sure you're living right. Make sure we're acting right. Make sure we're seeking God with all we got instead of trying to judge that person. Hallelujah. It's easy to talk about other folks, but what about what we are doing? Hallelujah. That's what we ought to do first. Make sure we are covered first before we go and try to help somebody else. Hallelujah. If you ain't covered and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, they don't need you trying to go help nobody else. That's a lost cause. Hallelujah. Because you got the same spirit, you know, and they're going to come against each other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't going to matter. You know, you're going to be telling them off. They're going to be telling you off, so it ain't going to matter. Glory to God. Let's move on. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest thou trample them under their feet and turn again and rend ye. You know, you can't tell the holy things to somebody who don't really know God like that. You know, yeah. And sometimes you go, well, you know what? What you should be doing first is make sure that they're saved. You know, people will always tell you, yeah, I'm saved. I'm saved, and I'm just like you. I'm saved. Oh, okay. You know, and you can tell, amen, if they are saved. Listen to them for a minute. You know, just talk to them. Well, you know what? God is good. You know, tell me something. What have God done for you? You know, he did that. Well, you know, he brought me out. Okay. And what else did he do? Yes. And who is he? What do you know about him in the Word? You know, people will always say, yeah, I know the Lord just like you. I pray just like you. I'm sure you do. Not a shadow of a doubt. I didn't say you didn't pray. Hallelujah, glory to God. But that tells me that something is missing in your life because you're telling me, well, I pray just like you. I know God just like you. Glory to God. Well, that tells me that something's missing there. It's something you ain't got, hallelujah. And it might be the salvation. You know, people can easily say they know God. You know, yes, they've heard of him. They went to church with Grandma Nim and Grandpa Nim and Uncle Amy, Sister Brother Nim took them to church. Yes, that's how they know. But do you really and truly know who he is in this word? Do you know really and truly what he can do for you? Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, you can't go and tell a person, well, you know what, let me tell you what I saw last night in a dream and this and that. Hallelujah. You can't go and tell a person, amen, that's really not holy and don't really know who he is. They don't understand what you're talking about. You got to make sure that they're saved. Hallelujah. Just make sure that they're saved before you try to go and give them all this, the spiritual, amen, guidance, amen, because they ain't going to know what you're talking about. And then they're going to say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You ain't seen that. Then they're going to call you some devil, and then they're going to call you some freak like you don't know what you're talking about. So be careful about that. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if they don't want to listen, let me help you out. Keep it moving. That's what you do. Because one plant, one water, God gives the increase. So guess what? You'll send somebody else by to help them out. You pray and ask God, you gotta send somebody else by to help them. Because, Lord, you know I tried to help them, but they wouldn't listen. So, Lord, send somebody else by. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You know, this word, God's word, is an open book. All you got to do is read it, pray about it, ask him. He'll give it to you. If you're saved and you know you're saved and you read this word and you say, well, I don't understand. Well, you know what? Ask him for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will give you understanding. You know, they've been talking about the Holy Ghost, amen, for several weeks, and it's just been awesome. I have enjoyed it. I don't want to miss it. Amen. Glory to God. So that's what you do, you know. It says, seeking you shall find. You know, if you're seeking God, you're going to find him. He ain't gone. He's right here in his word that you need to read every day. Blow that dust off that Bible and pick it up, open it up. Glory to God. Don't go way back there in the book of Revelation. If you're just a beginner, amen, make sure you start at the beginning of the Bible, the book of Genesis, so it can help you out so you won't get confused. Hallelujah. Now, it's good to go and sit in a church, and I'm hearing, amen, I can hear you when you're speaking. Hallelujah. It's good to go and sit in a church. Yes, the pastor bring a good message. The apostle bring a good message. The teacher bring a good message. Yes, but you better follow along to make sure it's the message of the Bible, to make sure it's on the word, you know, because sometimes you can holler, whoop, that was a good word. Oh, my God, be about to fall out your seat. Hallelujah. And just because it sounds good, you don't even know what's in the word because you don't read it. Oh, let's move on. Hallelujah. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. See, he's going to open it up. You ain't got to worry about it. He's going to open the word up. You can ask God to give you revelation. You can ask God for whatever you want in the word. He's going to give it to you. He ain't going to tell you, well, you know what, you don't need it. He's going to give you just what you need, and he's going to give you enough so you can understand. He ain't going to leave you confused. You ain't got to worry about it. God is not the author of confusion. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He's not the author of confusion. Glory to God. If there's some confusion, then that means that's the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Or what man is there of you whom is his son? Ask bread, and will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Now, you know, just think about it. If you're a good parent and a children come and they ask you for bread, hallelujah, what you going to give them? You're going to give them bread. You ain't going to give them a rock. Glory to God. And just think about it. If you ask your Father in heaven, for whatever it is you need and whatever it is you may want. You know, he's going to give you, amen, that. He gives good gifts to his children. Hallelujah. He reigns on the just so well as the unjust, yes. But he gives good gifts to his children. And what he gives you, it ain't no sorrow behind it. And you shouldn't get cuffed up, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't get cuffed up so, amen, that you forget about who gave you all that you got. You know, sometimes you get so way out there, I don't know, but, amen, let's go on over. Amen, we're going on over to the right. You want to go, let's go. You know, you can get so puffed up out of the things that God has given you, and you forget all about everybody else. You forget about who taught you. Amen. You forgot about what you learned under certain people. You forget about all that. You forget about he gave you your health and your strength so you can go and go to work and you your body wasn't racking with pain and you weren't sick and you can go and work all them hours and you forget about all of that. Amen. Glory to God. My God. You just absolutely forget. Let's move on. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Glory to God. Come on now. Glory to God. We got to be careful. Got to be more careful. Hallelujah. You know, whatever you give, if you give somebody something, amen, let's just say, hallelujah, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. That's just the bottom line. So if you want to sow good seeds, you sow good seeds, hallelujah. But if you sow bad seeds, then you're going to reap them bad seeds. That's just the point. So make sure what you're giving, amen, when you're giving out, make sure you're giving out something good. But, you know, most of the time people don't. They give out stuff that's bad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know what? I'm going to get them told. And you know what? Somebody's going to come back alone, and then they're going to tell you off. And then all of a sudden, you're like, well, I don't know why. You know why? Because that's what you sold out. Hallelujah. That's what you gave out. So be careful what you give out. It's going to come back to you. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there will be which go in thereat. You know, he was saying how the gate is, straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there will be go in there. You know, many people, amen, will be going, wants to go in that way. That's the way of the devil, really. That's the way to hell. Glory to God. Let me help you out. Amen. Sometimes we don't want to say it, but we got to say the word. Say the word. Glory to God. But you don't want to go that way. Glory to God. You want to make sure you're going in there in the right way. You don't want to go in that road, down that road of destruction. That's why I encourage you to join a team, amen, this team. I can't send you to any other team because I don't know if I don't know nothing about them. I'm just telling you the one that I know about. You can join this team, amen. The door is open. I don't know what has to offer in 2019, but all I know is 2018. This door is open. So I'm going to encourage you to come on and join this team so you'll know what you need to do, how you need to do, when you need to do, how you need to go out, glory to God. That's why I encourage you to join this team, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. See, he was saying few will go find it. Straight is the gate. Few will find that gate. Hallelujah. And you want to be the one that go to heaven. That's the gate of heaven. Glory to God. So that's where you want to be. So I'm going to encourage you one more time. I'm hearing him. Amen. He's calling you. Now, this is the time that he's calling you. Now, this ain't the way my message is going to go, but we're going to go the way he want to go. Hallelujah. Let's do what the Holy Ghost leads us to do. Hallelujah. And that's just it. Hallelujah. He's calling you to go in this gate. Hallelujah. So you can be taught the word of God. So you can, hallelujah, be brought to a level to where he wants you to go, amen, in the spirit, because you can't go there by yourself. Hallelujah. Because you got to know how to go there and make sure you're going and hearing the right spirit, because some ain't hearing the right spirit. Some hear the wrong spirit. So that's where the transition takes place, in the heavenly realm. So you can hear when he's speaking to you, when you can feel that Holy Ghost power on the inside of you, telling you and giving you knowledge and wisdom and understanding. That's where you want to go. in that place. You don't want to go over there on that road of destruction where you're thinking, well, you know what, I can do all that by myself. I can get that by myself. I can get that word by myself. No, ain't no by myself. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ain't no by myself. Because you mess around and you're going to conjure up some demons, hallelujah, and you're going to be walking in the wrong place, hearing the wrong spirits, and then you ain't going to know what to do, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Somebody is on that path. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're on that path of destruction, but you need to turn around right now. This is a warning for you on this radio station on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better turn around and go back. Glory to God. That road that you're on, that's the wrong road. Hallelujah. You need to turn around and come back now. I'm encouraging you. That's the last time. Amen. Turn around and come back now. You think that, okay, I can do this by myself. I can do that by myself. No, you can't do it by yourself. You need somebody to help you. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong. That's why we got so many churches. We got one on that end, one on that end, one on. And all you see, and as I was riding by and coming, amen, to the house, I'm like, okay, you know, service was going on, and you see three cars here. You see two here. You see one here, amen, and that may not be nothing but the pastor, glory to God. You don't see but a couple. I said, my God, all these big churches, and, you know, they only got four or five members. Everybody wants to pulpit, but nobody wants to submit under nobody. Glory to God. That don't mean that you're going to get stuck in that rut. Glory to God. That means, amen, when you submit yourself to another man's ministry, then God's going to open doors, hallelujah, for your ministry. So you don't have to worry about all that. You don't have to worry about what they're saying. Yeah, you under those people. Hallelujah. Watch what you say about those people. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah. You better know what you're saying. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's your sister, uncle, ain't it? Your brother, child, on your sister, dad's side. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. I know that was a lot of words. My God, I don't care, it don't matter. You better watch what you're doing in coming against people. Hallelujah. You better watch what you're doing in coming against the apostles. Amen. And the pastors and the teachers and the preachers. Amen. And the members who go to church and they feel with the Holy Ghost and they're walking upright and they're talking upright. You better watch it. Amen. What you're saying. Hallelujah. You better judge yourself first and see if you're living right. See if you're doing what you're supposed to do in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because so many times you get off track. You think you know everything. This may be a rough, hard word today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But amen, it's all in love. My God. Because I want you to turn around and make sure that you're on that right path of righteousness. My God. Hallelujah. The door is open. You don't have to fear. You know, you don't have to fear the Lord thy God. You don't have to fear when you get up on the people. Hallelujah. The thing about it, amen, God don't give us a spirit of fear. He of love and sound mind that he gives us. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear. Amen. Glory to God. None of that. Glory to God. Because it's just people who want to work with you, who want to help you to do what God calling you to do. Do they need your money? Absolutely not. Because if they serve a good God and they know what God they serve, God's going to supply. Because he said, I will supply all your needs. Hallelujah. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Oh, my God. And when you walk in righteousness, you ain't got to worry. Hallelujah. You really, all you got to do is say, Lord, I need you down here to help me with this situation. That's when you know you got relationship. And the people that you're under, they can call on him and help you out. You may not know how to pray. They can teach you, glory to God, how to pray and how to call on a man named Jesus who walked, amen, the earth. Hallelujah, glory to God. Who taught, hallelujah, my God, the word of God, hallelujah. When he taught the people, he taught his disciples, glory to God. That's all you got to do, hallelujah. Don't let nobody fool you in these days, hallelujah, in these last and evil days. Don't let them make you walk away from ministry that you know that is teaching you the word of God, hallelujah. And if they ain't teaching you the word of God, then it's time for you to flow, amen, in another place. Where you can learn even the more about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because there's so much more to it than what you're trying to get, what you think you got. Glory to God. Going to church every Sunday, that ain't going to help you none. Hallelujah. Especially when he ain't really in you. Glory to God. You know, sometimes they say, well, you know what? I'm glad I didn't say that word. I'm glad I didn't say that, glory to God. But then you go hours later, a few minutes later, and you go and say that you didn't want to say. You go and say it anyway. Hallelujah. But once the Holy Ghost tells you don't say it, then you ain't got to worry about it. It's cleared out. It's through. That's it. Glory to God. This ain't my message, but we go, amen, we got to roll, glory to God. So somebody's about to make a real big mistake, and I want you to hear me on this line on today. Don't walk away, glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody knows everything. We serve an awesome God, but he don't tell us everything. He prophesies in part. He don't tell us everything. And he said he does nothing without revealing it to his prophets first. But I'm telling you, don't walk away. I don't know who it is, but understand. Understand. Don't walk away. Hallelujah. Let's see when we go on with it. Hallelujah. Beware false prophets, which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You know, you have, amen, you have false teachers, false, you have false apostles, you have false, amen, you have false evangelists, you have false everything, not just false prophets. So every time they look at this scripture, people are always ranting and raving about a false prophet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know how many times I've heard, don't you believe that? Don't you believe what she's saying? Don't you believe it? Well, if I tell you a word, I can guarantee you, amen, glory to God, it's a word from on high. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't nothing I set up and conjured up. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm not a soothsayer. My God, my God. Hallelujah. It's a word from on high. My God. You know, yes, there are false prophets, and you have to be careful. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what it said. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, of figs and thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Now, you know, you have to judge a tree. Amen. As I said, judge the tree, you know, the fruit on the tree. Hallelujah. You can't judge the tree because the tree is a person. Let's get it right here. You got to judge the fruit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know how they walk every day. You know how they live every day. You know how they act every day. You know how they talk every day. You know, amen. You can judge that person, amen, by the fruit that they're showing you on that's hanging on their tree. Hallelujah. If you know that they're cussing one day, hallelujah, glory to God, and then they're cussing the next day, then next thing you know, they're getting in church, they're raising, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, my God. Yes, Pastor. They're about to shout all over everything and take about five or six ushers to get them and set them up on high. Come on now. Glory to God. Judge those fruits. Glory to God, not the person. Let's move on. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, some folks think their good deeds going to get them in. But their good deeds ain't going to get them nowhere. You know, it's not going to work. Good deeds don't get you in, baby. It don't. I'm sorry, but you can just forget it. Amen. Yes, we are to give. Amen. And we ought to do all that. You know, and men are going to cry, Lord, Lord, but that ain't going to get you through. Yeah, like them, you know, you're drinking, you're tipping and slipping, like I said on last week, and you're getting up there doing praise dance and all this, and then you're thinking that's going to get you in. That's not going to get you there. It's not going to happen. Glory to God, my God, that's not going to happen. And if you ain't living right, you ain't doing right, and you ain't living the word of law of the Lord by this Bible, that's not going to get you there. It's not going to get you there. You got to live right. You got to talk right. You got to do right. You got to continue on with the faith, amen, and the hope that lies within you, and do God's will. Hallelujah. That's where we fall short and always want to do other things, amen, instead of doing God's will. Hallelujah. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it failed not, for it was founded upon a rock. And what it was founded upon the word of God. You know, when you build your house, like you build your house, your spiritual, amen, connection, build it on the rock. Don't just go building it on what you hear somebody saying. Yes, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word. You hear the word, but you got to read the word and continue. Yes, I heard him. Oh, my God, he preached an awesome word. Yes, but what was it about? Again, what was that word about? Because that word ought to be piercing your heart and changing your life in the direction in which it should go. That word shouldn't be just laying dormant. Glory to God. That word should be changing your life. Even after you walk out of a service, and then you say, well, okay, I wrote the scripture down. Now let me go back and read the scripture to continue in his word. But now you go, you walk out, oh, that was a good word. Lord, have mercy. I tell you, Lord, he just sold down. I enjoyed it, my God, my God. Well, yes, you hear that word. But you gotta lay a foundation on the rock, which is the word of God. God's word is a solid rock, and it can't be moved. Once you got it, you got that word down in you. Hallelujah. And let no man take it away. You know, when the rain comes, amen, and the flood comes and the winds blow, okay, here we go, Lord. Now hold up, Lord God, all that's going on in my life, Lord. Lord, I see I'm in lack over here, finances, Lord God. Lord God, my children's acting up over here, Lord. Lord God, my family acting crazy over here. All this going on, hallelujah. But you are founded on the rock of the word of God. He says in the word of God, amen, stand and stand there for glory to God. Now, hallelujah. Don't move. Hallelujah. He said, stand and stand there for. Be strong and courageous. Glory to God. He said he'll supply all my needs. Everything that I need is in him. He says, hallelujah, that he'll take care, amen, of everything. He told me to cast my cares upon him, for he's the one that cares. That's when you're standing on that rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rock is the word of God. Don't let nothing stray you from the rock, the solid rock of the word of God. Don't let no flood, hallelujah, come and push you out of the way. Glory to God. That's why you got to have the word of God deep down in your soul. Hallelujah. It's got to be in your heart. Because whatever flows out of your heart is the issues of life. And if the word ain't in it, it ain't going to flow out it. Glory to God. My God, my God. Don't we serve an awesome God? Hallelujah. Let's move on. And everyone that heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. You see, there are some folks who do build their houses on sand. Hallelujah. You know, when the rain comes, guess what? They ain't got no word in them. They ain't got no nothing. Glory to God. But you heard that word in the church, and that's all the words you done got all week long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's it. Just that one word. You didn't go in there and look at the word of God and try to understand what he's saying and to get the word hid in your heart. You didn't do none of that. So guess what? When the rain comes, it's going to push that little sand on out the way because you ain't got no word to stand on. Hallelujah. You know, so many times I do believe what it is. If we would just stand on God's word, hallelujah, we won't be moved. Glory to God now. Hallelujah. But we don't. We forget all about it. You know, sometimes you have to just say, hold up, wait a minute. I say, hold up, wait a minute, wait a minute. I have to throw my hands up and say, hold up, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. When you throw your hands up and say, wait a minute. Amen. Glory to God. All right, Holy Ghost, where are you? I need you. Holy Ghost will come in and kick you in. Glory to God. And then you'll begin to stand and stand there for. You won't be fainting all the time. Okay, I got to call the apostle. I got to call the pastor. I got to call the teacher. I got to call the preacher. Oh, man, I got to call the prayer team. I got to call everybody. I got to call everybody. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But what is the word in you? It's all right to have people to pray for you. It's okay to call them, amen. But just so sometimes, you know, I'll just say it. I want to say it very nicely, let's just say. Some of the stuff is just kind of foolish, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, you know, they're there to teach you how to stand. Hallelujah. But if you ain't in your place, then you ain't going to know how to stand. Glory to God. You got to know how to stand. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat up on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Glory to God. Let's move on. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You see, you got to sit on that word with authority. Glory to God. Don't be moved by what people say. Hallelujah. You know, yeah, they're going to come at you. Believe me. And this is Christians are being persecuted really, really bad now. Even those, you know, and back in those days they were, and it's still happening now. Oh, she ain't no Christian, or he ain't no Christian, you know. How do you know? Just because you see them and they don't take your mess, amen, then you think they ain't no Christian, but that's just not so. Hallelujah. He didn't say nail time that you have to let, had to be somebody, had to be the sand that they walk on. He didn't say that, glory to God. But when you speak the word, speak it with authority. That's something you got to learn. So guess what? That's why you have to get up under somebody so they can teach you how to come forth with that word with authority. Because when you speak to that mountain, you expect that mountain to move. You don't expect it to stay there, hallelujah. And if that mountain don't move when you speak to it again, glory to God. Don't you give up, my God, don't you fall out, hallelujah, don't you be like the sand when the rain comes and it's just washed away. No, I'm going to stay right here, Lord. I said, I'm not going to move. Let me help you out, amen, glory to God. There was a phone call that I got, and I'm like, Lord, hold up. You said I could ask you anything, Lord, and it shall be done. Now, I said, now, Lord, you show me, because this person, it's something going on here that just ain't right. Well, I didn't get an answer right then, glory to God. I said, hold up. I said, Lord, something ain't right. I said, I want an answer, Holy Ghost. Give me an answer, glory to God. Hallelujah. And that second time when I said it, hallelujah, the answer came. He showed me everything that was going on, amen, with them, and they wasn't right. So guess what I did, amen? I went on there, blocked them out. I said, no, you can't call me no more. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that's what you do, hallelujah, because you don't want to get in no trouble. And I say to you, ladies, be careful, hallelujah. Be careful, because I'm telling y'all, hallelujah, I always warn these people. I say, y'all look out, y'all going in the stores. I said, because, you know, they're looking hungry. Y'all can feel through that, what I'm talking about. I said, they're looking hungry now. I said, they're going to approach you, because they know, amen, good women. Glory to God. So just be careful, hallelujah, glory to God. That's the same about men. Be careful, because women know, hallelujah. Some women don't even care if they're wearing rings or what. They don't care, men either. But just be careful, hallelujah. I always tell them that, and we laugh about it. I say, y'all be careful now, because, you know, this is the season. There's no women out in the store shopping. Men's in the store shopping, so just be careful. Hallelujah. Because you can ask him anything that you will, and he will give it to you. Hallelujah. If you're knocking on the door, hallelujah, he'll let you in. You know, sometimes you knock on the wrong door, and you know, those are doors that you don't need to go in. You know, you're always knocking. You'll go and knock on the door. So I'm knocking on the door of the club. Yeah, they're going to let you in because they want your money, amen, to get in. Yes, hallelujah. But knock on the door, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. And he'll knock on your heart, amen. He'll prick and pull on your heart. I know for many years, you know, I'm like, okay, all right, now, Lord, no, I have enough of this life. And going through everything, I said, oh, that life is over. I can't take no more of that. I got to get up out of this right here. Amen. And I said, Lord, you know what? Yes, I, you know, we ain't always been saved all our life. Come on now. You know, when I said, yeah, when you start going, you're going out and doing different things, amen, before you were saved. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, when my children started going out, then I know I need to stay at home, you know? Amen. And so whenever they started going out, amen, I did stay at home. And when I stayed at home and I started going, you know, seeking the Lord more and just seeking him, and then he just finally, amen, just pulled me on, brushed me on in, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, everybody don't have a chance to get time, amen, glory to God. You better come and come now while the blood is still running warm in your veins. You can't wait, hallelujah, till you start to go through stuff, and then, well, you know what, Lord, I want to serve the Lord. Some folks wait till they get 70 and then they get 80, oh, God, and say, Lord, I want to serve the Lord. Well, honey, you need to come on in now and serve him while you're young. Amen. Glory to God. Don't wait till you get that old. Hallelujah. You know, some say they're afraid. What you afraid of? You ain't going to get hurt. Hallelujah. Because I'd rather be with him than be without him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, some say, well, you know, I'd rather be with a man than to be without. No, you better be with the Lord and be without him, baby. Because guess what? Hallelujah. He don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, my God. Hallelujah. Like I was saying, hallelujah, God is the judge and the jury, and that's what you want, my God, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to go ahead on, amen. I'm going to pray, hallelujah, right now, amen, hallelujah, just won't turn me loose. I'm going to go on and pray, glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, I ask you, Lord, all those under the sound of my voice, oh God, Father God, let them make the right decision to come to you on this day, Lord God. Let them make the right decision, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to get up under who they need to get up under, Lord, whatever ministry you're calling them to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them make the right decision, Lord God, to enter into your kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever chains are holding them, oh God, I ask you to release them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, whoever, Lord God, is speaking in their ear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I say, cut it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Shut the lion's mouth, God, so they won't speak negative, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I ask you, oh God, to go in, Lord God, and do a work on them in the name of Jesus. Let everyone under the sound of my voice hear the prayer on today as you're calling them in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't wait, hallelujah. Do it while the blood is running warm in your vein. He's calling you out of that place in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Don't think that you can't do nothing, hallelujah, anymore, hallelujah. You just got to live right, huh? You got to talk right. You got to hang around the right people in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can't have your own way. Every way with spirit, it's got to be cast down in the name of Jesus. Give your heart to God and watch him turn everything around that you've been asking for in the name of Jesus. Every situation shall come under the submission of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every power, hallelujah, oh my God, lies within the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. All sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus shall be healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No more headaches, hallelujah, glory to God. You won't have all that pressure on you anymore. He's releasing it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, you won't have that lack in your life. Oh, my God, you say you don't have anybody to love you, but Jesus loves you, and so do I. Oh, my God, he's releasing the love in your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, we serve an awesome God. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Your body's been racking with pain. He's releasing healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone who's been having pains, hallelujah, on the left side of their stomach. Put your hand on it. Hallelujah. We're going to get rid of that. Hallelujah. I know it wasn't mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that that pain be gone, Lord. Whatever needs to be healed on the inside, oh God, you are the healer. You're the miracle worker. So we know, Lord God, that you can do it. We are asking in your son Jesus' name. Because you said, and we ask, Lord God, it shall be given. Heal that situation, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I hear the Lord saying he's going to heal someone's marriage. Someone's marriage that's in trouble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says he's going to heal it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But he said, listen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Be not ashamed. Oh, my God. He said, be not ashamed because you ain't the only one that goes through. Hallelujah. He said, there are others. Hallelujah. But they just try to keep it on the down low. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. He said he's going to heal your marriage because you've been crying out. Glory to God, night after night. Good God Almighty, my God. And he's going to heal it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. We serve a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is the judge and the jury. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. So God says to someone, amen, fret not of evildoers. Hallelujah. You ain't got to fret, hallelujah, those who are doing evil against you. He said, fret not of this evildoer because their day is coming. He's going to cut them down. Glory to God. So fret not. They are always trying to come against you with something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, fret not. Fret not. You don't have to worry. He said, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you don't know Jesus, glory to God, I'm going to give the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, on the day, you don't know him at all, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Lord, I give my life to you, Lord God. I repent of all my sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. You're a blood-washed, born believer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is working, amen, for you. Get in the Bible, believe in church. Hallelujah. Where the word of God is being taught, where the word of God is being lived. Hallelujah. And I got to go ahead and say this, amen. I'm encouraging whoever that was that's having trouble in their marriage. He said, tell them. And I'm going to tell them, hallelujah. We have some people who have been married, long time, hallelujah, that can help you. You can go on Apostle Yvonne Rouse page and be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. He said, tell them, and I'm telling you, this is a live show, so I'm keeping it real. Glory to God, hallelujah. He said, go on their page, amen, and click on it and inbox them. They can help you in your marriage. Glory to God. So go on it and click on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And inbox them and tell them what you need. Hallelujah. Stop trying to hide behind the shadows. Good God Almighty. Stop hiding behind the shadows. The help is there. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, I want to encourage you again to listen at Ministry Lane. She's coming up, amen, with a fireball message. So don't y'all miss it. Don't you miss it. And don't you miss it. Voice of True Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. Don't forget about a book. Go ahead and start purchasing it now. Amen. Time is winding down. Glory to God. Get your early Christmas present. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here and give you a break. Just remember the shows, amen, comes on Saturday. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, and she walks the dog on it. Glory to God. And the Wild Radio on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, amen, I call them the Power Impact Team. Glory to God. When they get through me, amen, they done kick down doors, knock down walls. Glory to God. And after all that, hallelujah, you ought to be feeling really good around about then. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and give the invitation, amen, glory to God. Now unto him, I'm sorry, not the invitation, I'm going to get a benediction. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week.